It's 21st February 2017. I'm Rajeshwari Ganguly Banerjee. In conversation with Srimati Meena Banerjee, the renowned music critic of Kolkata, we're conversing at her residence at Rani Kuti, Kolkata.
This is a very memorable recital of Pandit Ullas Kashalkar ji. He sang during this birthday celebration, 75th birthday celebration of Ustad Vilayat Khan Sahab. So we were very excited. We went to Mahajati Sadan. The evening was, the hall was absolutely packed. And there was this official release of the Ustad's autobiography in Bengali, penned by Shankarlal Bhattacharya. That was also, that took place there. And Ullasji was supposed to sing. Prior to that, Vilayat Khan Sahab spoke about his connection with Kolkata, and that he wanted to come back to Kolkata and live here forever. So a very emotional kind of beginning. Then Ullasji came there, and he announced that he's going to sing a rag composed by Ustad Vilayat Khan Sahab, and he sang Sanj Saravali. It was fantastic, absolutely fantastic, where one experienced that now Yaman came, then went away, then the face of Bihag, absolutely chiseled Bihag, came and went away, then Hamir, Kamod, an evening melody and their pretty faces, they came, and then like a moving audiovisual, you could feel their, they are coming and going away. So that was there, and then he concluded his recital with a Thumri, steeped in spirituality, Tum Ho Jagat Ke Data in Bhairavi. That was also composed by Ustadji, Ustad Vilayat Khan. And let me tell you, since then, Ullasji's style took a totally different turn. As I told you, that this was the turning point of Ullasji's singing career, from where his singing style took a new turn, where lots of emotion were, surging emotions were, one could feel that earlier his raga delineation was absolutely very pristine and pure, but there was not much of emotion. But suddenly it was so steeped in emotion that I was forced to think what was the reason behind it. Then I found out that he was he came very close to Ustad Vilayat Khan Sahab thanks to Mr. Jayanta Chatterjee of Sunny Towers, who's a well-known music connoisseur. So Ustad Ji's influence worked wonders with Ullas Ji's singing. And that is how, we find the Ustad Amir Khan's elements in his singing, and that Chadhi Lai, which was his forte earlier, became very slow, much slower than usual Gwalior style. And in that, he incorporated a lot of emotive aspects.